following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Free yourself from the office, man. The fall is coming. Have you seen how nice it is outside? Work where you want. Work when you want with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC by Citrix, it gives you simple, secure access to your Office Mac or PC from anywhere, especially if you have the GoToMyPC app for the iPad. GoToMyPC turns an internet-connected computer or iPad into your office computer, okay? You'll have instant access for all your programs, files, and emails. You can open, edit, save, and send any document. With GoToMyPC, you'll have access anywhere you need it. So finish stuff at home or from a favorite coffee shop, whenever and wherever you're most productive. Try GoToMyPC free today. Got a special offer, 45-day free trial for my listeners only. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code ESPN. Free yourself from the office with GoToMyPC.
Do you ever get tired of listening to Doug and Daddy talk sports? Do you enjoy singing with your friends? Do you wish you could sing with Doug and Daddy? Like any other pair of cueless celebrities, Doug and Daddy are going to try to make a little extra money with their own karaoke album. Take a listen to some of their favorites.
So I put my hands up, they're playing our song, the butterflies fly away.
Well, I had the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Don't get mad when you feel it. To the end of the road, teenage dream, the way you turn me on,
Yeah, we don't ever have to play that again.
Come as you are.
Would you quit it?
Yeah, let's stick with sports.
You do realize you made a mistake, right?
Yeah, I kind of feel like the guy that invented tartar sauce.
Who the hell invented tartar sauce?
Merritt, look it up for us, because we don't have a clue.
Well, while I do that, let's go to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the sixth floor of the press box here in Lincoln, getting ready for Bo Pelini's weekly press conference, as they will finally, after over a year of anticipation, mostly by the fans, I think, get ready to play their first ever Big Ten conference game at Wisconsin. And Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, we're going to talk here in just a couple of minutes with Mike Babcock, and then we're going to hear the press conference. We expect Jared Crick to have a few minutes to join us, probably after the press conference here today on the Doug and Daddy Show. But it is funny, Tony, how many questions actually before last week, during the press conference, and even after in Bo Pelini's postgame, were about Wyoming. It's all about this.
Yeah, it certainly looked like almost a lack of respect. No one expected Wyoming to compete in that game, and for a half at least they did. We're able to stand toe-to-toe in Nebraska, actually move the ball in Nebraska, running the football, and that seems to be a big concern out there for the Husker faithful. I've never seen huge, huge Husker fans maybe as down on this team as they are right now. And I don't, from my personal standpoint, I don't understand all the concern and the sky is falling, that whole mentality. But
so in the last 2 weeks, your opinion has changed?
Yeah, my opinion's changed some in the last 2 weeks. I think that I got to give some credit to some other teams, maybe mixing some things up we hadn't seen. I thought Fresno State, looking back, had a really good game plan. I think Wyoming knew they couldn't go toe-to-toe with Nebraska, so they did different things the first half, maybe some stuff we hadn't saw before. Took Nebraska a while to get adjusted. And then the second half, well, that was total domination. That was old Nebraska football. I thought after the second half last week, Husker fans would be, I thought they'd be thrilled.
Well, Nebraska has been a second-half team so far this year in all of their football games, especially the last three. Throw out Chattanooga, but the Fresno State, the Washington, the Wyoming game, Nebraska has definitely outplayed their opposition. You can say what you want about Washington's meaningless scores late in the fourth quarter that kept them from getting beat by 27 points and getting it to a two-score game, but they have worn teams down. The obvious question for this Saturday, Nebraska's got to be in it at halftime. They're not good when they're behind at halftime. They don't win many games under Bo Pelini when they're down at halftime. Now, 3 points to Fresno, that's one thing. Double digits to anybody. from here on out is a bad thing. So Nebraska has got to be right there at halftime and then hope that they can continue to play great football in the second half. And you're a big man on following the point spreads, because Vegas always seems to, you know, they don't have that bias. And they have put Wisconsin as a 9.5-point favorite, which I think is a lot of points when you've got two teams in the top 10 battling, and they're both BCS schools, obviously, Big Ten schools. It's not like Boise playing Oregon.
No, and you go back to last week, 7 played 8, A&M, and Oklahoma State goes to A&M. You see a 3.5-point spread. So you think, boy, that should probably be similar. Same ranked teams. No, it's not similar. The deal opens at 7, and boom, right away it jumps to 9.5. Now 10 points about everywhere in Las Vegas. So right now, maybe on the other hand, maybe Vegas is getting tired of Wisconsin covering every game they play.
And Nebraska is 0-4. It depends what you had on the spread this
right.
week. It was at 25. It got down to 21. So I think some Husker fans were happy and some weren't with the 24-point final if you do things like that.
Yeah, well, you know, and yeah, it depends on where you shop for your groceries. It's one of those things. But Mike Babcock from Huskers Illustrated joins us. Mike, are you one of the fans that's so down on this team, or are you fine right now?
No, I'm not down on this team. I think that you know, it's probably human nature, but throughout the non-conference season, every game that Nebraska played was evaluated in terms of Wisconsin. You know, the mindset was, what happens if Nebraska does this against Wisconsin, or what happens if Nebraska can't handle this against Wisconsin? And I think the parameters change when you get into conference play, and even though this is Nebraska's first year in the conference, I just think that everything changes when conference play begins. And so you're doing some things in non-conference play to try to see how guys react, and you look at different things. The Wildcat Nebraska runs out against Wyoming. Get it on film. Just put it on film. Give Wyoming or give Wisconsin something to take a look at. The parameters just change when conference play begins. So I don't think you can make the leap and say, well, because this happened in non-conference play, this is what's going to happen in conference play.
You know, something else we were visiting before we came on earlier. Something you pointed out, it's not like Wisconsin has taken on Alabama, Auburn, Clemson. Those aren't the three teams they played going into this. Yeah, they've scored a bunch of points, but who's it been against?
Yeah, well, I mean, and there's an element of that, and I think you could say the same thing about Wisconsin, obviously. Don't look at the non-conference, you know, kind of same. But yeah, the Badgers, it's not the Green Bay Packers. Nebraska's not going to play the Packers. You know, it's going to be up the road in Madison. You're going to play Wisconsin, so some of it is just maintaining perspective, but it's human nature. You know, that's what you want to look for when you're watching that game at Wyoming and you're thinking in terms of Wisconsin. You hope that the players don't, and there might have even been a little bit of an element of that. You know, the players said it wasn't, but I don't see how, with the historic implications of that first game in the Big Ten for Nebraska, and all the talk that's been going on about Wisconsin, that there couldn't have been a little bit of that in the backs of the minds of some of the players. As well, regardless of what anybody says.
Mike Babcock joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio from Lincoln. As Bo Pelini at the bottom of the hour will have his weekly press conference. Anything that's been brought up about Wisconsin, even after the game Saturday, been very businesslike. There's two ways, and we have a whole week now to talk about this, but Nebraska fans and even some folks in the media have this perception that the coaches have been holding things back. And we saw that Wildcat, and I turned to you guys in the press box in Laramie and said, you think that's just so Wisconsin messes with it? Because why would Nebraska resort to that if they don't need to? I thought that was more of a need to when Taylor got hurt last year. Do you think, honestly, there are some things that they've been holding back or just things that they haven't been ready to use?
Well, I think some of it is semantics. You know, that you can say that they're holding things back. You know, obviously, the first thing you do, you go into the game, you want to win, and so you do what you have to do to win. That's the bottom line. But that doesn't mean that in order to win, you have to do everything that you're capable of doing. So you set up a game plan designed to deal with what you've seen on film with Wyoming, okay, or what you've seen on film with Washington, or what you've seen on film with Fresno State, and you approach it that way, you game plan it that way. So there are things that you don't use in that game that you might use against Wisconsin. So the question is, are you holding it back? No, I don't think you're necessarily holding it back. You're just game planning for that particular thing. And you're not going to use everything because you feel like it's, for one thing, it might not be effective in what they do. For another thing, you might feel like, well, you know, I don't need to do some of these things because we think we can deal with Wyoming in such a way, or we can deal with Washington in such a way. But if it gets into a difficult situation, it's like, well, we're not holding anything back. We're not going to jeopardize what happens in this game just because we don't want Wisconsin to see what we do. But by the same token, yeah, I think the Wildcat in the Wyoming thing was just to get it on film and give Wisconsin something to consider.
Second thing, last year so much was placed on the Texas game, and I can kind of see some of the similarities about so much being placed on this game, and we know that that was as bad a performance as we've seen from a Nebraska team against a team that they should have been competitive with, at least, I think, under Bo. Can there be too much of that, or does the team learn from that?
Well, no, I don't think there could be too much of that. You know, obviously, the Texas game's a good example because the Texas team that Nebraska played was not the Texas team that was in Nebraska's mind when it took the field there. and I don't think that'll be a problem with Wisconsin because, for one thing, Nebraska had played Texas. There was some history there. There's not. The last time Nebraska and Wisconsin played, it was what, early 70s? Early Tom Osborne.
Long time ago.
Well, Rude's dad was playing. A little article in the World Herald about that today. So it's been a while, yeah.
So there's the unknown, and there's, again, going into the Big Ten and all that sort of thing. I don't think it's quite the same thing. I don't think that the mindset can be quite the same as it was with Texas because, again, we had the history and we had the Big 12 championship game. And I mean, there was just this mindset, I think, that the Nebraska got so wound up and so ready to play that game and then came out and played against a team that really wasn't what Nebraska thought it was going to be and played as if it was playing the same team that was in the Big 12 championship game, I think.
So it's still a big game atmosphere, whether it's Texas, whether it's Oklahoma. Now it's going to be Wisconsin. It's going to be Ohio State. And I guess maybe the Big Ten flair will throw Michigan State in there or whoever you want to. But those big games, it's still going to be Wisconsin's going to go out. It's not going to be double reverses trying to trick you. Wisconsin's going to do what Wisconsin does. I think Nebraska's going to do what Nebraska does and say, who's better? Let's go toe-to-toe and see.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And again, look, as you go through the non-conference schedule, you look at it and say, early on you look at it and say, well, what is it that Nebraska does well? What kind of hang his hat on? I think you're starting to see a little bit of that as it develops. Early on you didn't see that. But and so that was a little bit of a concern. But, yeah, the other factor is it's on the road, and Bo has shown that going on the road, he has a pretty good he can get that team ready to play on the road in situations like this. So you've got that element of it as well.
Another couple moments with Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated getting ready for Wisconsin. Okay, your thoughts on where the Big Ten is right now. I think the Big Ten is maybe not as strong right now as many of the media folks and many of the folks across the country thought they would be right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, that's my perception. But again, I look at it, and from this point out, basically you're going to be playing, Big Ten teams are going to be playing each other. So it's really difficult to evaluate that conference because you're playing within yourself, and it's all speculation. So, well, it's not as good as the SEC. It's not as good as the Big 12. And to some extent, I think that's accurate. But the bottom line is it's not that conference. It's not the Big 12. It's not the SEC. It's the Big Ten. And that you play to be successful there. So it makes for a nice discussion. And if I were in that discussion, which we probably are, you know, I don't think that this is probably not a strong Big Ten, you know, nationally. But we'll see. I mean, Bo Pelini said that he told the team on Friday night that, hey, there is no great team now. You know, that it's but you get better each week, and at the end of the season, there will be some teams like that. And you know, Nebraska could be that team. Wisconsin could be that team. There could be teams in the Big Ten, but I think there probably would be fewer candidates for that great team at the end of the year in the Big Ten than maybe a couple of these other conferences.
How many people in your mind in red found their way into Wyoming, and how many of you think you'll find their way into Camp Randall?
Well, you know, the Camp Randall thing, I don't think it won't be like Notre Dame, you know, because my recollection was there that Notre Dame folks were pretty upset with other Notre Dame folks that were giving up their tickets to Nebraska fans. I don't think Wisconsin fans are going to do that. I mean, I think that's part of the thing. I thought maybe 40 to 50% of the stadium was Husker red if they were dressed in red. I I didn't think it was much more than that. But I didn't think it was much more than that. Half, potentially half of the stadium.
Just 16,000 fans.
There's an insightful comment for you. Scratch that. But, yeah, you know, it's Nebraska fans have a deserved reputation for traveling. I mean, you see that. And I'm sure that there'll be people in Madison that don't have tickets that are up there, you know, thinking that they're going to find tickets, and maybe they don't, but they want to be part of that experience. It's an historic thing, obviously.
Mike, I'll let you get out of here with this. I asked you about the Big Ten. Where do you think Nebraska is now? And do you have the same prediction that you had at the beginning of the year? I'm thinking I'm fine with what I said, although it's not the way we thought. We thought Nebraska's defense would be shutting teams down a little bit more point-wise and things that they're doing out there. But where do you think this Nebraska team is four games in as compared to where you thought they would be?
Well, kind of where I thought Nebraska would be at this point, maybe not getting there the way I thought it would get there. But I still think Nebraska will be in the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis at the end of the season.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll get ready for Bo. We'll let you go get some lunch and ask the tough questions.
I don't need lunch, but I will go listen to Bo.
Mike, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Mike Babcock, gracious to join us here in Lincoln from Huskers Illustrated on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. And one thing I do want to mention before we just, because it's going to be psychotic all week with this Wisconsin talk, and Sean Callahan will be with us on our Husker Lunch Wednesday at Cunningham's. And don't forget, mark that down to talk about Wisconsin and all that's happened so far. I just want to say, Tony, and we've talked about it, you asked me as if we were driving back, and even the drive wasn't bad, 5 hours maybe to get home yesterday. The whole Wyoming thing, it was outstanding. I wish we could go out there and play every once in a while. I know financially they can. I wish, you know, if Wyoming would come here four times and we'd go there one, you know, 3-1, something like that. But the Wyoming people, the fans, were second to none, unbelievable. You can make fun of it. You can poke fun at it. You can do what you want. But every Nebraska fan seemed to have a great time out there. Yeah. Every Wyoming fan was great to them and was grateful to have Nebraska come out and play them. Yeah, they would have won. The funniest thing I heard was after the press conference and walking out of the stadium, people still out obviously having fun in the parking lot. The first Wyoming guy saw me carrying my bags out and stuff, and he goes, "Dang it, you ruined our national championship hopes." Wyoming's first loss of the year. But, I mean, you could go on for 20 minutes here talking about how great it was and how Laramie was, and maybe part of it's being from the communities that we are and not living in a metropolis. We're a huge, huge place. They compared us that we were, you know, much better than – they didn't downgrade Texas, but there was a couple other places. I think Mississippi, they said. Somebody came up there once. It was just horrible. And it was just a lot of fun. And Wyoming deserves all the credit in the world. It was great. Nebraska got the win, and now we move on to Big Ten play. And I know folks are hoping it'll be the same at Camp Randall. I think there'll be a little more hostility in the air, although that's just because there's going to be more people there.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I also think the respect's going to be right there built in. And I think people are going to have a good time. And yeah, I think there'll be some chirping as the suds start to flow a little bit more, you know, into the nights on Friday night and later in the day on Saturday. But I think there's still a respect factor. I think they're going to welcome you to the Big Ten, welcome you to Camp Randall, enjoy your day. Anything we can do, you know, put out the Nebraska hospitality, so to speak, in the Big Ten a little bit. Give Nebraska an advantage in any when you look at the game setting up, and I know we got 5 days to talk about this. Does Nebraska have a speed advantage on the offensive side of the ball, other than Nick Toon?
Well, I think Russell Wilson.
They're not going to let him stand back. There are going to be people flying from all levels of that defense. I got to think.
But we'll break down Wisconsin fully throughout the week. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Bo Pelini's press conference. We're live here in Lincoln, where all the folks from the national media getting ready for this game as well, which will be on ABC Saturday night, 7:00. College game day will be at Madison, so plan accordingly. As more comes out on that, and we want to remind you that our Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here today in Lincoln, don't forget to sign up for tickets on Facebook. All you have to do is like Midway, and they'll have your name right there, and you'll be able to get tickets, or at least have a chance to get tickets to the Nebraska-Ohio State game, which is coming up October 8th, the next home game, the next big game in Husker lore. So that's what the folks at Midway do for you. Sign up on their Facebook. And don't forget, Midway also has their Jeep Celebration $500 bonus cash incentive going on now. All 2011 model year Jeeps, including the Compass, Patriot, Liberty, Grand Cherokee, and model year 2012 Jeeps, an extra $500 rebate courtesy of Jeep. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Stop by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Sign up on Facebook to like Midway. Boy, what would be better than handing you a couple of the maybe the hottest home ticket of the year, Nebraska and Ohio State. Bo Pelini's press conference, a lot more coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
You're ready to see your finances in a whole new way? At Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our free online tool, My Money Map, you can automatically track deposits and spending, set savings goals, and track your progress over time. My Money Map lets you see how much you're spending on things like groceries versus eating out and how you're coming along with your budgeting plan. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today to learn more about how My Money Map can help you understand your financial picture. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
From DreamWorks Pictures.
This is my last shot.
Charlie Kenton's best days were behind him.
As a boxer,
he was number two in the world.
But then the fight game changed.
But on October 7th, he'll get a second chance in a new arena.
What do you know about robot boxing?
Right uppercut!
He won't back down. Comes off, kill the
lights. Hugh Jackman.
This is what it's all about!
Real Steel. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters and IMAX October 7th.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Monday night, Rex Grossman and the surprising Redskins head to Big D to battle the banged-up Dallas Cowboys. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of Westwood One. Join Hall of Famer Dan Fautsamy live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at Cowboys Stadium when these two NFC East teams renew their rivalry. Can the Skins improve to 3-0? Or will the Cowboys climb atop the division? Tune in to find out. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny skies will continue across the region through the day today with a high around 73. Winds will meanwhile stay variable at 5 to 10. Then we'll see clear skies tonight with a low at 43 with a light and variable wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 64.
And welcome back to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth live in Lincoln on the Doug and Daddy Show, where Bo Pelini's weekly press conference is coming up. We had a chance to talk with Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. We anticipate a chance to talk with Jared Crick, among others, after the press conference here today, so stay with us. And don't forget Monday Night Football tonight, as you just heard, Dallas and Washington. Enjoy it at the Chicken Coop in Kearney or Grand Island. Watch Monday Night Football on Boneless Wing Night from 5 to 10. 40 cents per wing, and in Kearney you can enjoy the bull fries night. Only on Monday night can you get bull fries and fries for $5.99 every Monday night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. And of course, no matter what you want to watch with the hot pennant race going on, Monday Night Football, and so much more, you can check it out at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Lunch specials every day. They're open 7 days a week for you. And Daddy, I had some, you got golf finishing up yesterday. You got NASCAR with Tony Stewart picking up a couple of wins. I like what they're trying to do, but Bill Haas is not the best golfer in the world. Congratulations, you won the tournament.
You're right.
You won the tournament. You'll be ever known as the FedEx. It just doesn't have what they're looking for, in my opinion. And in at least there's 10 races in the NASCAR playoff, if that's what you want to call it. So you go out, but that's flawed too. I still don't understand if your teammate has a chance to win it. You know, you got a field of 43 cars, and only 10 guys have to win the championship. You can't tell me people aren't bumping others into the wall to help their guy out. I mean, come on.
$10 million, too? Seriously?
It had to be that much money to get Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and the top guys at that time. That's why this was invented.
I know.
Tiger wasn't playing at the end of the year. This was a way to kind of make Tiger play at the end of the year. And now you don't have that. Furyk wins it last year. Bill Haas wins it this year. It's just a different animal.
Yeah, it's a little different animal, but I still think, you know, when we were out yesterday, there were people interested in the golf as it came down the stretch. I mean,
it was very good playoff. I mean, hitting that shot out of the mud and the water and getting some spin on it with those clubs they give you for free, I could probably make it do that too if they gave me some. And I've hit out of the water like that before. I just haven't stuck it 2 feet from the cup.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'd blade that thing about 100 yards right over that green, about 6 foot off the ground.
See, he didn't have any grass clippings, though, that were between the ball and the water. So great golf yesterday. And, of course, tomorrow much more talk on what happened over the weekend with UNK and Hastings College. This week, big thumbs up to Hastings College. The way they played last week, the way they played this week, totally different. They crushed Briarcliff 38-0, got out of the gates quick, scored on three of their first four possessions. So now hope is back there. I mean, I'm going to tell you what, I'm looking, you lose to Concordia, you're going, can Hastings win two games this year? Now they come out and they crush Briarcliff. There's still a lot of the toughest way tougher part of their schedule is still ahead of them, but we'll talk with Tony Harper tomorrow. Also, we'll be talking with UNK head football coach Daryl Morris. 55-14, the defense forces three turnovers. The offense goes for over 600 yards again. And again, the tougher part of their schedule in conference, because Wayne State has proven that they're a good football team, is still to come.
Yeah, the first half of that Loeber deal was just absolutely, I mean, every play was, they were just moving the chains, and that offense, high-flying offense. Defense was playing great. It was unbelievable watching that the first half of the Loper game because they were doing whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, to poor Western.
Volleyball over the weekend upset UNK. This tends to happen. I mean, it's tough to win 30 matches. I mean, it's just tough to do it. But they get clipped on the road by a team they shouldn't have got clipped by on Friday. They come back in dominating fashion on Saturday. They're 14-1, and now the two other teams in the RMAC conference that are nationally ranked both come in this weekend for action at the Health and Sports Center. Hastings volleyball lost in four sets to perennial power Northwestern. Nebraska gets a nice win over Ohio State. They retire Nancy Medcalf's jersey. It was a cool thing. Unfortunately, it still boggles my mind that there were 4,000 people watching the volleyball at the exact same time the football game was going on. But give credit where credit's due. You had 4,000 people that believed Nebraska was going to crush Wyoming. And we go to the Dead Popper inbox here, and you can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. John and Carney says the records of the teams that Wisconsin has played and the teams played in non-conference play, Washington would beat them all, beat them bad, as well as Fresno State. All we have to do is execute and no mental mistakes will be okay. John and Carney.
Let's hope so. Obviously, you know, a night atmosphere in Camp Randall is going to be something. You know, I've said for a long time, one thing that's this coaching staff and Bo Pelini especially, still looking for that signature win. I'm talking a signature win over a top 10 opponent on the road. You go in, could this be the Saturday it happens? Well, sooner or later it's going to. But you want it to come, and you know, to say this program's back after a bowl win is one thing, but to go on the road and win games against top 10 opponents is another thing.
Also, baseball coming down the stretch. Tampa Bay a game back of Boston. Atlanta a game ahead of St. Louis. We'll have the baseball tomorrow night for you here on ESPN Radio. Texas A&M officially now a member of the Southeastern Conference. Tony Romo is playing tonight. Bill Irsay says there's an outside chance Peyton Manning could play again in 2011. But unless they have a chance at the playoffs, he's not going to play, Tony. And I'm going to continue to say this. Pittsburgh's not a good football team. They're not a bad football team, but they get beat. They get crushed in week one. They don't take care of business against they beat Seattle, but at home, cross country, 24 points.
Yeah, it doesn't
really
do much for you.
And then last night, you know, you knew Indianapolis would have a little comeback from them, a little tough, but their offense just, how can one man, and I don't mean Peyton Manning, they've got receivers, they've got some players on this Colts team. It's just like you take away Peyton Manning and nobody else can play.
Yeah, you really start to wonder because the defense for the Colts last night look like the part. I mean, they were all over the place. Mendenhall, what would say, 9 carries before half, 11 yards, something like that.
Choke. Oh, worst rush defense in the league.
Well, you know, talking about another running back, Chris Brown, joke. You know, he's the best, wants to be paid like the best, but he can't put up any numbers at all. That's disappointing for the Titans. Somehow they find a way to beat the Broncos. That's another not good football team. But Hasselbeck puts up some statistics. And doesn't turn the ball over. They're going to keep picking up wins. You do that.
And more talk. Chris Johnson, you're overpaid. You should shut up. You're pathetic. You're pathetic. I called it at the beginning of the year. You're pathetic. That's an embarrassment. That's an embarrassment as a human being. I'll go that deep. You whine and bitch about getting your money, and then this is what you do? That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing to be called a professional football player. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Email us to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Bo Pelini is about ready to begin his press conference, so let's take a break, and we'll be back to Lincoln with it right after this.
Okay, JCPenney knows you don't like ads for clothes, so just for listening to this one for Van Heusen, we'll have the beautiful Irina here read the washing label on my shirt.
Gentle wash warm, wash with similar colors, tumble dry low.
The preceding instructions were brought to you by JCPenney, where you'll find iconic brands like Van Heusen. Right now, buy a dress shirt, get one free, plus studio zip polos and sports shirts, each just $24.99.
JCPenney, everybody wins.
Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offers end October 1st.
Where would you rather watch football this weekend? At your mommy's house?
Go, 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 go. Touchdown!
Wow! Football is my favorite show!
Maybe with your snooty neighbor.
Cheers!
You spilled my apple tinny all over the duvet.
Or you could go tailgating with real football fans at Buffalo Wild Wings and enjoy an endless supply of delicious wings and ice-cold beer. Heck, you can still bring mom.
Touchdown!
All right!
Go tailgating at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies will continue across the region through the day today with a high around 73. Winds will meanwhile stay variable at 5 to 10. Then we'll see clear skies tonight with a low at 43 with a light and variable wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
People everywhere, now everybody put your hands in the air, say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Lincoln, and the weekly press conference for Bo Pelini coming up here in just a few moments from our sixth floor, and glad to have you along with us. We've had a chance to talk to Mike Babcock, Jared Crick, and more expected to join us, and you just never know who the special guest will be here on a press conference Monday. A reminder, folks, that if you're enjoying some Monday Night Football tonight or sitting back and watching the Wisconsin game on Saturday or just want to enjoy baseball or whatever else is on there so much, you better relax in your brand-new recliner from Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. They want you to have your furniture right, and they want you to have it fast. If you want it, you can have it. If you see a chair on the floor in the store and it's just right for you, Bruce Furniture wants you to be able to have it for that game tonight or tomorrow or this weekend. They'll deliver it the same day. They'll take the old one out. They'll do whatever you want with it. Take it to the dump. Take it to the neighbor's house. Take it to the kid's house. Take it to the auction, wherever you... Now, that would be one for you. Just take it over to the neighbor's house and leave it there
on the porch
for them. But that'd be fine, too. No after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons and no fine print. Visit any one of the Bruce Furniture stores and receive free in-home interior design service as well. No purchase necessary. They offer a full line of interior design services for every room, from pillow fabrics to carpet color, wall decor, whether it's a bedroom, whether it's a den, whether it's the living room, it's there for you. Bruce Furniture helps create just the right look for you, and you can check them out online as well at brucefurniture.com. Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance.
You go back to, people's thoughts on the Wyoming game a little bit more. People that follow these local kids, Lance Thorell played, Doug, about the entire game. From second quarter on, every defensive snap he was out there, did get a pass interference call, which in a biased point of view was just a terrible call. I don't know what the guy was looking at. He's running step for step with him.
Yeah, he probably didn't look back for the ball, which
about a quarter
ideal.
Second late, he started to look back for the ball, and I understand that. I think it probably depends on who you're a fan of. I didn't think it was interference either. It was an underthrown ball. It was an underthrown ball. The kid stopped, and Lance didn't even still really run into him. But you're right. Continue.
No, I just thought, you know, you follow these kids, and, you know, to see somebody's hard work paying off for him, I thought he did a very, very capable job out there and got in on a few tackles. I think he had a lot of fun out there. I talked to him a little bit yesterday, and he said that the altitude really did get to some of us. I said it was very, very difficult, and you don't realize that. You think, oh, Wyoming, just one of those things. But Coach Pelini's entering the room. That pass interference call on Lance Sorrell, I say bad call, Coach.
As many people do, they ignore you. I like that. So Coach Pelini is going to be addressing the media here.
He did get a smile on that as he walked past.
At least it wasn't a who's Lance Sorrell.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, he knows who Lance Sorrell is.
So Coach Pelini getting ready for his press conference here. Again, Nebraska much better in the second half. Brett Maher's field goal, by the way, at halftime, it was good. I don't know what that guy is looking at. And that takes us to the Green Bay-Chicago game yesterday.
Wow.
You throw a flag on that kickoff return. That, I mean, it's a miracle if Chicago gets it.
Punt return.
But how do you throw a flag when there's nobody there? And for the folks that invest in Vegas, that made a huge difference in that football game. And nobody's held accountable. It's pretty unbelievable, folks. But stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach Pelini just getting set up here for the football press conference on Mondays, and we're ready to go. Here's Coach.
So is this kind of from a motivational standpoint, work in your guys' favor?
I don't really pay much attention to what people think. And we're playing a good football team. And well coached, good football team. And in a tough environment, so, but you know, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what people think, or so it's going to be won or lost on the field.
Can you use the underdog role this week, or do you ever do that?
We don't pay attention to that stuff. That's for you guys. You guys rate it, and you guys approach it any way you want. We don't talk about whether we're underdogs or 30-point favorites. Our approach doesn't really change.
Well, what's your impressions from the outside of Wisconsin right now and kind of what they have going the last few years?
I think they do a heck of a job. I think they're, like I said, I think they're talented. I think they're a physical team. I think they're extremely well coached. They just kind of do what they do. They're very sound in what they do. And they do it well, you know. And it's a sign of a good football team and a good program. I think they do a really good job.
How impressed are you with just the job Russell Wilson has done, considering he didn't join their team until July?
He's a good player, and I think the coaches, their offensive staff, they do a really good job of using him correctly. They really haven't changed their offense much. He just kind of fit in, and I think he's the kid's done a good job of learning how the offense works, how to make it work for himself. I think they took a guy who, and they just fit him in as another piece of the puzzle, and it's the right way to go about it. I think they've done a nice job with it.
Do you think his numbers are inflated given the level of competition he's gone against?
I don't know what his numbers are. I don't pay attention to that, but he's played well.
All the hoopla surrounding your guys' first year in the Big Ten, are you glad to just finally get it on the field and get it started?
Like I said, the hoopla is all for you guys. I mean, it's just the next game on the schedule for us. It's the first conference game. So what we're concentrating on is getting better as a football team right now. We got to, you know, got a lot of things we need to improve upon to get better. We're just working day in, day out to try to become a better football team.
What's the status of Jared Crick for the week?
Jared should be, he'll be ready to go.
Do you expect him to practice today?
Uh-huh.
Is he with concussion?
He got dinged up. I don't know the concussion thing. It's changed over the years and recently.
This will be the first time we've got Crick, Dennard, and David all in one game together. I mean, how nice would that be to finally have your full defense together for the first time this year?
Well, I'll say it'll be nice if we play well. And I think we got to keep working to get better. Obviously, having those three guys out there together, along with everybody else, we got to get on the same page. We got to keep up on our level of play, regardless of who's on the field.
Hey, Bo, how's Tim Beck acclimated to his new position these first 4 weeks?
I think he's done a really good job. I think he's called good games. I think he's made good adjustments during the games. I'm real happy with what he's done. Believe me, he'd be the first one to tell you there's a lot of things we need to do better and get better at as an offense. But I think it's come together, fairly painlessly.
Going back 9 months, what made you think he was the guy for that job?
Well, I mean, obviously, in being here and having the resources, I felt I could have gone out and got anybody I wanted. I thought, that Tim was a guy that I obviously I've known him for a long time. I have a lot of confidence in him, and I think we share a lot of similar things philosophically. So it was a pretty easy decision for me.
Bo, one more. Sorry, were you guys close? Growing up, or was he just kind of an acquaintance?
Well, we went to the same high school. We played together. We played against each other growing up. And he grew up like probably a block away.
Really?
So we've known each other for a long time.
Everybody talks about them offensively, but what have you seen from them defensively so far?
What's that?
Everybody talks about their offense and focuses on that, but defensively, what have you seen from them?
Same, kind of the same thing you see from them offensively. Very sound, fundamentally, a fundamental good football team, well coached. Kids understand, what to do, how to do it, and they're not like, they don't try to recreate the wheel or anything like that. They do what they do and do it very well, and have a good understanding of what they're trying to accomplish. And I think that's a sign of a well coached football team.
Impressed you the most about Wisconsin so far?
I think I've addressed that, but they're well coached, they're talented, they're physical, they execute well in all three phases of the game. They're an outstanding opponent.
Going into Madison, how glad are you that your team has a road game under its belt and hold everything that goes with the road game process?
Well, obviously, every environment's different. We know I've been to Camp Randall before. I understand the type of crowd. They have loud fans, very excellent fans. They're going to be, place will be, they'll be all wound up for this one. And it's a game I think they've been pointing to. And it'll be a heck of an environment.
Is David Stafford's skill set similar to Higgs a little bit? Is it when you guys kind of thought he'd be able to fill that role, kind of what you saw with him?
Yeah, similar type thing. I think Damian, everyone's different. I think he brings some good things to the table with that position, and we thought he'd be a guy that, could add something.
Way to get in that role is, how do you know when the time's right?
Sometimes it's necessity. Sometimes it's, it's something we've talked about. You don't want to, especially early on, you don't want to move a guy around too much. Like you say, a large part of that is feel for, when the right time to move someone into a position like that or change, add something to their, onto their plate.
Wisconsin has a reputation for not beating itself. Generally speaking, it's Wisconsin, but any team that doesn't beat itself with that will win turnovers. How do you force that to make you say that?
You play hard. You play hard and you execute. Means you don't make, you got to do everything you can not to make mistakes yourself. I don't know if you can force them to do it. You got to, by putting your hat on the ball, by t- tipping the ball by taking advantage of the opportunities that come your way. I mean, that's about, I guess that's about the gist of it. You got to out-execute them.
Generally, your defense has done that over the course of 4 years, would you agree? That they've been able to take the ball away from teams and not just get hurt?
Yeah, I think we've done a pretty good job of that over the years. And like you said, because of their, you know, it'll be, that challenge will be that much greater considering that they haven't been a team that's given the ball up.
Hey, Bo, Wisconsin's had a couple linebackers that they really think highly of, Borland and Taylor. I think they're number 44 and 53. They've been, both one or the other's always been injured, it seems like. They're finally back on the field together for the first time. And I don't know how much you've even looked at their defense, but how does that raise the level of their defense when those two guys are in there?
Well, I think they're good players. I think they have good players from front to back, and I think anytime you have two guys that they obviously think highly of, to have them both on the field at the same time is a plus for them. I'm sure they, you know, it's like, it's kind of speaks for itself.
You were at Iowa when Brett was a player there, is that right? Do you remember him as a player? And has some of his player characteristics transferred to his coaching style?
Yeah, I think so. I knew Brett when I was a GA there, and he was a defensive lineman and tough, physical. I mean, you know, just same way he coaches, played with great intensity. And I know he was I think I was there his junior year. I think he had one more year after I left, but he was a captain and everything else. He was a good football player, and it doesn't surprise me the success he's had with coaching because of his approach and type of person he is.
Can you sense that in a player early, Ben, on that, hey, this guy someday?
No. Nah. I mean, there's no crystal balls out there where you know the guy's going to go into coaching. I wouldn't, at that point, he probably didn't even know he was going to go into coaching the same way I didn't when I was playing, I mean, it's just, you just don't know how things are going to happen.
Well, have you had much contact with him in coaching circles?
Yeah, I've seen him around. I mean, not a ton. I mean, we were obviously been in different conferences here for a while. I spent a little time with him at Big Ten meetings and such.
When you guys start looking at Wisconsin and maybe starting to prepare for them, how far back?
Well, we spent time on all the Big Ten teams in the offseason. Everybody was on our schedule.
Oh, you guys have a lot of speed at the wide receiver position this year. How do you think that's going to factor in against this Wisconsin defense?
I hope our speed runs free a lot in the game. I hope they score a lot of touchdowns. That's what, But I like our wide receivers. I think that they're guys that can do some things with the ball in their hand. I think they can get deep on you. I think we have some talent there. I think we have some green talent. I think there's guys that, we have some experienced guys there, yes, but we have some young guys too. They're still, got a lot to improve upon. But I like that position for us. And
Do you think you guys have to dramatically raise your level of play to beat Wisconsin?
I think we need to play better than we did last week.
Hey, Bo, when you're deciding kind of what to tell the guys this week, how much will you get into sort of the historical significance of this thing, or will you touch on it at all?
None. It's the next game for us. I mean, it's just part of the process for us and what we're trying to accomplish as a team. Historically, that doesn't really affect our guys. I mean, obviously, they're going to hear it because you guys are going to write about it. That's all, everyone's going to talk about it. But that, that means nothing to what you actually have to accomplish on the football field, the historical aspect of it.
Seems like you guys aren't really dipping your toe into the water, though, as you're going through the Big Ten. Getting Wisconsin right out of the gate, can you, I guess, maybe address just the fact that maybe you're playing the best team in the Big Ten?
They're the defending Big Ten champions,
yeah.
So obviously, I guess I don't understand the question.
Well, just the fact that you're not starting with somebody else, you're starting right out the gate with kind of the big dog.
What about it?
Just the fact that you're not easing into anything at all here in the Big Ten. You're...
I know. I guess I don't. That's it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, our approach wouldn't be any different if we were playing anybody else. I mean, some things in this world you can control, other things you can't. I mean, that's the way the schedule's set up, and we'll be ready to play.
Well, their receiver, Nick Toon, has really he's been nicked up over the years, but this year he's been healthy and he's really proven. What do you see on tape? He's a big guy.
Big guy, a really good football player. I think he's an outstanding receiver. And catches the ball well. I think he competes for the ball. I think he tracks it real well. I think he's a really good player.
You guys had a test.
Our other receiver's a good player too. Number four, he's a good player too. And they have good skilled people.
Have you had a test like him yet this season with any of the other teams you faced?
Like two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Washington. I thought Curse was a pretty good player, but. Like I said, I don't know. I don't get into comparing two guys, but I think Toon's a really good football player.
Looking back, maybe after watching the tape or whatever, what do you see from Alphonso Tenner that you liked in particular? Anything in that game?
I think it was good that he came out of it healthy, and I think he gained. I think he's really confident now and where he is and what he can accomplish. I mean. It's his first time out there. I thought technique wise, he needs to get cleaned up in some areas and get back into get back into who he is. I mean, obviously he's a good football player, and so I think that game going out there and playing three quarters of football helps him.
How big were those catches for Brandon? Maybe a confidence level going forward.
Brandon Kenny.
Yeah.
Trust me, Brandon Kinney's not lacking in confidence.
Coach, those changes you guys made in the secondary with Cooper and PJ and Damien all being out there at dinner, how much more does that increase just the physical profile of your defense, having those guys on the back end?
Well, it helps you when they play well, when they execute what we're trying to get done. And, we're still... mixing and matching, looking for the right combination back there. And, like I said, we put a lot of stock in practice and who performs in practice and does what we're trying to do. So we have a number of guys that, the competition's on daily to see who gets playing time on Saturday.
Will Corey Cooper be the guy for you guys at cornering this
week? See how the week works. See how practice is and who wins the job.
How much more comfortable do you feel about Taylor leading the offense into a hostile environment this year as opposed to maybe last year's first road start at Washington?
I think Taylor's a lot more in control and a much better football player than he was at this point last year. Obviously, I'm a lot more comfortable with him at this point because he has a whole year under his belt.
I know you talked about, we're going to write about the hoopla and it's going to be the first game of the Big Ten, so on and so forth. You've mentioned before that you're too young. How do you shield this week for you? Because it appears that you want to do that, so how do you do that?
I don't shield them. We have a really, really consistent approach around here. And the number one thing we have to do is take care of us. We need to get better. And, I know you guys get sick and tired of hearing about it, but there's a process that we go through and we talk about on a daily basis that has nothing to do with hoopla, historical significance, your opponent, anything else. It talks about our fundamentals, our execution, the things that we need to do to get better on a daily basis. And I know that isn't what you want to hear, but that is our approach, and that's not going to change. And that's always been the case, and always will be the case. And I think that does everything, that allows us to do everything we can to keep our guys on track and focused on on what we can control. There's a lot of things outside of this, outside of our locker room, outside of our building, and off the field that we can't control. What we can control is us, and you do that, and you work hard at it. You try to get better each and every day, and let the chips fall where they may on game day.
For 4 years, has there been a game where you thought you did that just perfectly? I mean, it's never perfect, but can you think of a game where you guys dialed in just the way you wanted it to?
No, because there's never been a perfect game. I've never coached a perfect game. No one's ever played a perfect game, but some we do better than others, and I hope we play well Saturday night. That's the goal right now. But what I'm concerned with most is our guys understanding what the game plan is today and having a good practice today and starting the week off the right way.
Anything else?
Thanks, guys.
That was Bo Pelini's press conference live from Lincoln. The guys will be back with reaction right after this.
Out of football this weekend. Want to go tailgating at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Tailgating? What's that?
Glad you asked. So there is this really cool place where you can pour cold beer down your face, scarf some wings, and watch football on flat screens 8 miles tall. Because
we're going tailgating.
A place where we can watch football all day long. We're going tailgating all day long.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse, boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
School football, and we've got some great matchups for you this Friday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, it's a D1 top 10 matchup as Shelton travels to Kennesaw. On ESPN 1550, Hastings will host Alliance. Donovan Trumbull is at St. Cecilia on 1230 KHAS, and Ravenna travels to Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9. All games kick off at 7 o'clock this Friday night.
Sunny skies will continue across the region through the day today with a high around 73. Winds will meanwhile stay variable at 5 to 10. Then we'll see clear skies tonight with a low at 43 with a light and variable wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 64.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Lincoln and Bo Pelini's press conference that has just wrapped up. And I think maybe the one question that will continue to get addressed as the week goes on is really how much different preparation is when more is demanded of your time. Obviously, some of the star players and Coach Pelini will have to do the Big Ten Network. They'll have to talk to ABC, probably an ESPN stop. There's just more media attention on a game like this. But outside of that, the coach has never wavered from what he talks about with the process, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But folks, if you want to be coming off a weekend, maybe you had a long weekend, you want to feel a little bit more fit, you want to get a little bit more shape, you want to take advantage of this great weather, and you're out running, jogging, whatever it is to do to stay in shape, Help yourself by seeing the folks at Complete Nutrition in Grand Island and Kearney. To better serve the Tri-Cities area, you can check the one store in Grand Island just off 281 in Kearney, just north of Sunmart, or just north of Gordman's in Grand Island, just north of Sunmart in Kearney. And the folks at Complete Nutrition have the website at CompleteNutrition.com. Daddy, you get into that point where, yeah, I want them to help me, but I have no idea how they can help me. Well, that's why they've got the trained professionals there to show you, man, woman, older, middle-aged, youngster, there's something for everyone that they're going to help you with, and that's why they have the process at Complete Nutrition, or the program at Complete Nutrition, that's going to help you get bigger, faster, stronger, or just feel better. Everybody needs something a little bit different. That's why the trained professionals take the time to help you
look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition, that's where it's at. Simple. They're conveniently located for both of you, all your needs, Kearney and Grand Island.
Well, let's tell you right now, we're still checking to see a few players. It's been pretty quiet up here, and I wonder, Tony, this has happened before. We come down. I mean, we don't come down every week. We usually come down for the so-called big games, and sometimes the players are a little bit more shielded because they know they're going to be busy later in the week, and they don't want something to slip out here today. They want the trained professionals to come up and talk before the media as well.
Yeah, there'll be no bulletin board material for Wisconsin, period. Fast Willie has chimed in. He wanted to know a question of the coach, which I was able to ask Coach Pliny as he walked down the hall. He said, Coach, do they have good student managers too? Yes, Coach Pliny's response was, yep, they are very well coached. I said, good, and well-coached trainers too? Yes, very well coached. So that clears that up. Everybody's well coached except for that New Mexico guy that got fired.
Jeez, 2-26 in 2.5 seasons.
And he's still got $1.5 million. Where are these jobs? I would not have went 2-26. Tom, would I have went 2-26?
At New Mexico?
No, not at New Mexico. He gets $1.5 million for going 2-26. I would have taken $1.1 million and won at least 4 games.
Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Definitely, Daddy has the wrong job. I've heard that before. A delusional Husker fan goes, I kind of agree with Daddy that we do have great speed. Hopefully it's like when the Huskers went and played the Florida teams back in the 80s. But unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen because our pass defense is horrible. I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I'd take those 10 points Vegas is offering and run with it. I don't see us staying within 2 touchdowns of Wisconsin. Sorry, I hope that Doug gets to make fun of me next Monday. Delusional Husker fan in Grand Island. I won't even wait till next Monday to make fun of you. I have the concerns about Russell Wilson. Here's what I'm saying. You watch the football game, you break down a lot of things, you see this, you see that. But if Nebraska can't get to Brett Smith, a freshman quarterback that is not as fast as Russell Wilson at Wyoming, then you're going to have trouble. And that's the one thing that I see as the reason that Wisconsin would have this chance to crush Nebraska is that he just has a huge, huge football game. And I think that's been fairly consistent every week, is that there have been questions about getting to the quarterback, doing what you need to do, what coverage Nebraska is going to play, what they're going to do there. Nebraska, if they have the advantage in special teams, that could be huge in a close football game. I think this is a close football game. The predictions come on Friday. I've already got my prediction in my head on this Monday. And since I was exactly right last week, Daddy, you got to go with that feeling this week, don't you?
You were not exactly right.
52 points, how many were scored? I don't know. How many were scored? 38-14.
You never left a score.
I did, too.
You said 48-4.
I said 42-10. That's what I did say, and it ended up 38-14. Maher's field goal was good, so that should have made it 41-14. I'll take that every week. Bottom line is, Merritt, how did we do in our picks this weekend?
You did do the best, 9-1, but while the cat is away, the mice will play, and we actually made Mike have 52 points, so you were one off.
Well, no, I heard that, but how many did Mike get? We didn't have to go to the tiebreaker.
No, we did not. Mike got 7 of the 10 right.
And Daddy?
Got 8 of the 10 right.
Oh, that's too bad. Your best. See, there you go, Daddy. That's just like college football. You just had your best week of the year, and you got beat.
Well, that happens. Still perfect, though. All my selections in the NFL, 6-0 on the year after 3 weeks.
Yesterday, Seattle and Minnesota. Got a little lucky on Minnesota, but off to a 20. Man, how can you be a Viking fan? You've blown 3 double-digit halftime leads, huge leads. Yesterday, a 20-point lead, and still found a way to lose that football game. Some great football yesterday, but you're 6-0 on the pros. College, we're going to have to find something else for you to do.
Yeah,
you got crushed Saturday, and that's because, like, the power play of the year, Miami of Florida, not only didn't they cover, Kansas State goes to Miami and wins.
Yeah, what is going on there? Because you thought talent-wise, speed-wise. You talk about speed. There's the one you thought was going to be well overmatched. Well, Kansas State was in control of that ball game, really, until they had to stop them on the one, but they had to lead the entire game.
I'm just saying, you watch college football, anything is possible, folks. And this isn't like it's going to be a big upset Saturday.
I want to throw this at you. For all you people that think Russell Wilson is the second coming of Y.A. Tittle and going to just zip the ball all over Nebraska, run all over Nebraska, remember Tyrod Taylor? Who would you rather go against this weekend, Tyrod Taylor or Russell Wilson? I'll take Tyrod Taylor. We shut him down, didn't we? And our offense can't suck as bad as it did that day against Virginia Tech.
Except for the one play, and that's because you couldn't get to the quarterback because he escaped the sack.
Because we were trying to contain him.
Exactly. I think there's a lot of good things out there. We're going to take one more break here, Merritt, on the Doug and Daddy Show as we extend our Monday program. Tomorrow, Tony Harper, also Daryl Morris, a lot more on the show. Wednesday, our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's. Be sure to join us at Cunningham's Journal as Sean Callahan from Huskers Illustrated will be, or Husker Online, excuse me, will join us on Wednesday's program, and a lot more coming up with Wisconsin talk throughout the week. We've got more on the Doug and Daddy Show. See if we can get one more guest, one of the players. Again, it's been pretty slow here today, so we'll take a break. Be back after this.
Small business plays a big part in the economy of our community and country as well. There's nothing small about it. Small business creates more jobs than any other sector in the economy. We believe in it. We support it. After all, we're a small business too. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Well, Nebraska is now ranked number 8 in the latest AP college football poll. The Huskers are 4-0 in the season after Saturday's 38-14 win over Wyoming. LSU is ranked number 1 this week, followed by Oklahoma, Alabama, Boise State, and Oklahoma State. Stanford is 6th, then comes Wisconsin, Nebraska, Oregon, and South Carolina. Rex Burkhead rushed for a career-high 170 yards and 2 touchdowns in Nebraska's 38-14 win over Wyoming on Saturday. The Huskers had 333 yards of total offense. Nebraska head coach Bo Pelini was pleased with the win, but says there's still plenty of work to do.
You know, it always comes down to the little things. Once the competition steps up, it comes back to the little things and guys executing the way they need to execute consistently. And like anybody else, I said to the team last night, I said, there are no great teams out there right now. No, none. And but somebody's going to be great in 12 weeks, 11 weeks, 12 weeks. That's why we talk about the process. We got to keep getting better. I thought we did some things better tonight than we have all year, but there's still a lot to get cleaned up.
Nebraska will play at Wisconsin this Saturday. Kickoff will be at 7. Coverage begins at 2 o'clock on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The 10th-ranked Nebraska volleyball team is now 9-1 in the season, 2-0 in the Big Ten Conference. After beating Ohio State on Saturday, scores were 25-23, 23-25, 25-11, and 25-16. Hannah Worth had 13 kills for the Huskers. Nebraska will play at Michigan State on Friday and at Michigan on Saturday. John Dostal threw for 158 yards and 3 touchdowns on Saturday to lead Hastings College to a 38-0 win over Briarcliff. Meanwhile, the 7th-ranked Nebraska Kearney football team beat Western State 55-14 on Saturday. The Lopers are now 4-0 on the season. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
The number 13 is lucky when it represents the number of dollars you spend to get $25 in purchase power at the Wave Pizza Company in Grand Island. BuyEasyAuction.com, $25 gift cards to Wave Pizza Company, only $13. Great pizza, tropical beach atmosphere, unique decor, anything but ordinary, and everything including delicious. Sit back and watch some of your favorite teams play. Have a great pizza. Wave Pizza Company, $25 cards, only $13. BuyEasyAuction.com. Click on the link on our station website too.
Take me home tonight. Listen, honey, just like running.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. National attention already here. A lot going down on the field. Below us is the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here in Lincoln today for the Husker press conference. And, Tony, so much has been made about this for a whole year. It's finally here, the start of Big Ten play, and Nebraska's going in as, of course, all Husker fans had hoped, 4-0. And that's what Coach said after the Wyoming game. We're 4-0. That's what we wanted to be.
Yeah, anything less than 4-0 would be a huge disappointment right now. We survived 4-0, and, you know, every week in college football. P.J. Smith joins us right now. P.J., welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for giving us a minute of your time. Looking very fly today. I'm going to say you got the Philadelphia Phillies hat. You got to listen to some beats by Dr. Dre. That's how he rolls.
I just relaxing, going to class, and trying to get better with football.
What do we have for class this morning?
I had an exam this morning in my history class. That went pretty good. Then I had another social class. That was like 45 minutes. Teacher let us out a little bit early.
Nice. We'll send them a thank you note. We'll send the teacher a little thank you note. We were talking while we were here in break, PJ. A lot of folks come to Nebraska to play football in the Big Ten Conference. You don't think that you're going to go to Wyoming. It's a totally different atmosphere, I think, for a non-BCS game. What was the players' experience this weekend besides coming out of there with a win?
I think we were just excited just to get down there and see how it is. We knew the crowd would be all into it. We have a lot of fans travel with us, and so we knew it was going to be a really good game. I mean, they came out, they played good. We came out on top. You know, we get better. We have things we can improve on, but we got the W.
Team has seven tackles. What do you think of that whole experience, making an impact for the black shirts?
Just doing what the coach is asking to do. That's the bottom line. Whatever I can do to help this team get better and get better myself, that's all that matters. So if they didn't even do that, I'll do it.
Huskers P.J. Smith is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just talk about the first four games. Obviously, your level has went skyrocketing here in the first four games of the season.
Yeah, I mean, we started off kind of slow, but we're getting better. Like Coach said, it's a process. It's a process. A lot of people starting to panic about this and that, but us as players and the coach, we're not worrying about that because it's all about a process. We're getting better every week. I mean, we started off with the first four teams, and we improved every week. That's a good thing about it, but we still have more room for more improvement.
One of these days, I think somebody will ask the coach directly about the process, and I'm sure each player has a different understanding of what the process is. What does P.J. Smith think the process is?
Just coming to work every day. On the field, off the field. First of all, it all starts off with class. If coach can't trust you in the classroom, he can't trust you on the field. So that's the main thing right there. And then just waking up every day and just be ready for the challenge that's going to be ahead of you for that day. It's not easy waking up every morning and coming to do this every single day. It's not. But it's all about focus and trusting in the coaches, trusting in your teammates, and believing in God, you know, and go from there. And God will take care of everything. Everything will take care of itself with that. But just grinding every single day because it gets tough.
PJ, you get your first start at Wyoming, first start of your career. Was that something you looked forward to? When did you find out about that?
Correction, it wasn't my first start of my career, but first start of this year.
Yeah,
this year. And they talked about it Monday, and it's like, let's see how the week goes. And the week kept going on, and I was still there. And so it was like, just be ready, you know. And it was exciting to be back out there. But like I said, whatever they asked me to do to help this team get better, that's what I do.
Well, I think, and it seems to be, and this is a great case, Coach, you know, he keeps getting asked, who's going to start, who's going to play here. He really believes that competition in practice is going to decide who's going to get that nod on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about how you practice and prepare during the week. If you have a good week, you prepare right, you'll be out there. You should start. If not, you'll be rotating. And so you have to come forward every day and work the tail off every day in order for you to get out there on game day.
If you're playing the virtual same amount of snaps, does it matter whether you start or not?
It doesn't matter if you start. You just want to get out there and play and help this team win.
Kenny Bell's walking by us right now. Like they're going to go hunt quail or something in that hair. What's going on?
Yeah, that hair is kind of wild.
It is a wild look. It's good. You know, you got young players having fun out there, making some plays. You got a lot of speed on that offense. How much that test you guys in practice?
Man, during camp, they had us scratching our heads a little bit because, like you say, they have a lot of young talent out there and a lot of speed. And the things Coach Beck and the offense came up with, it was just giving us headaches. You know, and it's so exciting because nobody haven't really seen it yet. That's the beautiful part about it. You know what I mean? So they talented.
You're listed as a safety. From a casual fan out there, is safety. You got dime, you got nickel, you got cornerbacks, you got people sneaking up into the peso, you got safeties. Mm. How many of those positions do you feel comfortable playing?
I feel comfortable playing like almost all of them. I mean, I think I'll play corner also a little bit. You know, I just go up there and press them. I won't play off. I'll go up and press. But
at 6'2", 210 pounds gives you a pretty good advantage against some smaller receivers.
Yeah, it goes both ways, you know. I mean, being so much bigger, they might be smaller and a little bit faster and all that, but get your hands on, you can slow them down.
A little forearm to the throat.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, I think I can play most of all of them.
P.J. Smith with us here. Was Wyoming a little dirty Saturday? They got a couple of big penalties. Were there some things going on the field?
Really, I didn't think they was dirty. I guess he was just upset about something that happened, you know, and it was, and like he got me with a shot, you know.
Yeah, that was kind of didn't see that one coming.
I had no clue. But that's what you get when you jog on the field. And so I saw the ball. I saw he was running out of bounds. It was about to tackle him. So I just thought I got relaxed and started jogging. And they say you never jog on the field because stuff like that happened. And sure enough, he hit me. And like, I was like, what was that? I'm looking around and seeing. I'm like, you know what? I brought it on myself. I jogged across the field, and that's what I get.
You come from Louisiana, mm-hmm. Hot in Louisiana, mm-hmm. Hot in Nebraska in the mm-hmm. summer, hot and humid Louisiana, mm-hmm. Hot and humid in Nebraska in the mm-hmm. summer, all the corn, all the irrigation going on. The altitude in Wyoming, can you compare it to the heat and the humidity in the summer of either place, or was it?
Honestly, it was nice there. I think everybody was just making it a big deal about there's 7,200 feet in the air. To me, it wasn't no different. It wasn't. I couldn't tell that I was that much higher. It felt the same, just like I was out here in practice. It felt the same.
So you're not worried about the lack of altitude at Camp Randall then on Saturday?
No.
We can make a huge deal out of that, too.
It's not a big deal, man. We just go out there and just play the game. That's all it is.
The Huskers' P.J. Smith with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show in Lincoln. Is there a different feeling? I mean, you're only human. I mean, last week you're getting ready to go to Wyoming. This week you're getting ready to go to Wisconsin and finally get this baby on. Everybody makes a big deal of it. Do you feel different?
Excited. Ready to get in the Big Ten and show them what we're all about. You know, they don't know us. We don't know them. But that's the good thing about it. Everybody talking about we have to worry about this, worry about that. Like Coach said, we got to take our own business. If we do the things we're supposed to do, we'll be totally fine.
I want to ask a player's perspective, and I don't. Again, it could be different for everybody. So, from the fan out there, how do you feel right now? Last year, Texas. That's everything everybody wanted to make a big deal of. This year, everybody wants to make a big deal of Wisconsin. Maybe not the players. Do you have the kind of the same feeling that it's the first big game of the year?
Every game is a big game. You know what I mean?
How long back? What political class did he just come from over here?
Right, every game is a big game. I mean, but now we're really into it now. We're really into it, and we know we gotta put our stamp down with this first game right here. So, I mean, we're just going to go to work and just grind every day and have fun at practice and get better. That's the bottom line. And then we do all that, the game will take care of itself.
All right, man. We'll let you get back. I know there are a few more people want to talk to you. Continue to do the great work you're doing, and thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Maybe we can catch up with you again.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
I want you to introduce yourself to Nick Toon.
Nick Toon?
I want you to tune him in one time in about the first 3 minutes of that game, okay? I mean, hard.
What happened with that?
Nick Toon, he got that big receiver for Wisconsin. He's going to come across the middle. Pow! One time.
Right.
Turn out the lights. The party's over, Nick.
P.J. Smith joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll take a final break, wrap things up from Lincoln right after this.
Attention all Kearney High School alumni. This is Riley Harris, former math teacher and former Kearney High School head football coach. Kearney Public Schools Foundation is looking for the best-looking class in the history of Kearney High School. The nationwide alumni fundraiser kicked off on August 22nd and will wrap up on October 7th at the KHS North Platte home football game where the best-looking class of all time will be crowned. Kearney Public Schools will lose over $3.5 million in state aid this year. This competition is to help KPS. The class that donates the most money will be named the best-looking class in KHS history. The campaign's goal is to connect with KHS alumni and to raise $100,000. The money raised will support activities and programs in jeopardy. The best-looking class's senior log photos will be permanently displayed at Kearney High. So get involved, have some fun, help KPS, and maybe your class will be named the best-looking class ever. Call 698-8030 to see how you can help.
The crew at Graham Tire knows the athletes to cheer for are the Kearney Bearcats and Kearney Catholic Stars fall sports teams. The boys and girls have the determination, skill, and drive this season to get those wins. Good luck at your events this week from your fans at Graham Tire, Kearney, your tire store next door. Bruning-Davenport Unified School would like to salute the Bruning-Davenport High School Scholars for their dedication to fine arts, speech, social studies, language, and other academic areas. Good luck in your events this week from Bruning-Davenport School and the communities it serves.
Speed. Power. Contact. Storm Hockey is action on a stick. And the stations of Platte River Radio are where you hear it all. It's the USHL regular season opener for the Storm and the Sioux City Musketeers. Friday at 6:45 on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
And the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where it's a away game this week. Back here next week, of course, to take on Ohio State, but this Saturday at Wisconsin, the focus of the Doug and Daddy Show throughout the week. And we want to thank P.J. Smith for joining us, Mike Babcock for joining us, Bo Pelini's press conference, of course, today. Tyler Legate is here as well. He's kicking it, so you're going to see some highlights from him. And I think we'll probably get a chance to talk to Tyler after the show and maybe air that for you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, you know, and I got a chance to catch up with Rex Burkhead. Rex has class right now, so he won't be able to join us. But I explained to him it was a tough decision coming down the stretch. It was either 22 or 23 for my MVP. And I said, you had a great game, Rex, but I went with Lance Sorrell. He said, buddy, I understand. That's your hometown boy.
That's what you got to go with. Hey, a couple of things before we get on out of here. Gina Mancuso, co-Big Ten Volleyball Player of the Week, led the Huskers to two top 25 wins over Penn State and Ohio State, averaged 3.7 kills per set, hit 319, recorded a double-double against the Nittany Lions with 22 kills and 10 digs. What a huge match for her. And she's the first Nebraskan to win a Big Ten Volleyball Award. And one other thing I think I had for you here, the Division II football poll is out with no changes, nobody getting beat in the top seven. UNK will stay at number seven in the poll. Number six, Delta State, only won by three. But UNK, a winner over Western State, 55-44, remains number seven in the Division II.
55-14, Doug. I just want
whatever I said. 55-14. Sorry, Colorado State Pueblo holds on to number 14. No, really, hardly any changes in the top 20 at all. A few changes towards the bottom of the poll, but the top 10, 11 teams are still the same. Maybe a couple of minor switches, but the same 11 teams. As we saw last week, and tomorrow on the show, Daryl Morris and Tony Harper from UNK and Hastings College. Anything else? Want to remind folks that all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King is on Facebook. Check them out for the very latest. And two locations in Kearney, also North Platte, Cozad, and Lexington.
Douglas, I think we got to get out of here, right? I think we'll have a chance with Tyler here shortly.
Let's wrap it up. Merritt, anything else we need to chat about today?
No, I think we're good.
All right, we're out of here. Tomorrow, Tuesday's Troutman's Trivia. We'll also be joined by Tony Harper, head coach at Hastings College. We'll be talking as well with Daryl Morris, head coach at UNK. Everybody coming off a win, that makes the week a whole lot more happier. And, boy, if next Monday we can be talking about everybody coming off a win, that will be something. We want to thank Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated for joining us. Huskers defensive back P.J. Smith, Bo Pelini, of course, for acknowledging your presence here today at the press conference.
Well, yeah, I was a little disappointed. By the way, he said they'd been reviewing the film. Keith Mann did tell me. He said he could win either way on the call, so maybe it wasn't all that terrible of a call. Pelini.
That's what I said. It depends who you were rooting
he
for.
He did get a smile on his face, so going by.
All right, enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.